It's exciting. This is the most I think we've ever taken to Omaha. We're taking 16 girls that qualified. So that's super exciting. Like I said, it's the biggest group we've ever taken. It was really great to see at districts that we had people perform really, really well. You know, districts is always a time of ups and downs and lots of stress for the athletes. We had some great performances. You know, we have 9 seniors this year on the team, and 8 of the 9 qualified. And so 2 of those were super exciting surprises. Then we had 1 senior that we thought the whole time along that was probably going to make it no matter what and didn't. And that's just what happens in Nebraska at district time. And we've talked for years about trying to figure out a way that, you know, with electronic timing and with everybody's jumps the same and all those things like that, that some kind of qualifying throughout the year and the districts becomes a last chance meet. And so some of those kids that do struggle on that day, for whatever reason it may be, still, because of what they've done throughout the year, they have an opportunity to compete at state. And, you know, lots of other states do it. I still don't know what the holdup is in Nebraska for that.
Do you think it will ever happen?
I don't know that it'll ever happen. It's going to take a lot of people getting to that belief system. You know, the nice thing is it has happened in the other sports because, you know, now if you're looking at basketball or volleyball or something like that, you've got where you have the sub-districts, and then it doesn't matter if you win sub-districts when you go on to districts. And it used to be, you know, it was district time and that was it. And if you didn't win, you didn't go. There was no second chance. And then we added the wild cards. And then now we've gone to the sub-district model. And so it may be closer than it used to be. So that would actually be exciting to see.
Talk about your qualifiers. You had your – start with the relays. Boy, your relays were really fun to watch.
Yeah, the relays ran exceptionally well the other day. It was super exciting to see. You know, we had talked about last week that I didn't know what Coach Peterman and what we were going to decide on that 2-mile relay because we were ahead by so far in the districts. And, you know, it came down to the point that I think it was just the simple fact that if you try to tell him to save a little bit, you really aren't able to. You know, you're going to feel the same after your run, whether you run fast or you run slow. That's what we tell him all the time. You can either feel bad and run a slow time or feel bad and run a fast time. And it's just because you're going to feel about the same. And so those girls went out with no competition and blazed that 4x8. And so that was super exciting to see. You know, they went to number 5, I think it was, on the top 10 chart with that time, improved their time by 12 or 10 seconds or whatever it was from the week before. So that was exciting to see in that 2-mile relay. And each of the girls, you know, that's the nice thing about that is we ran that 44, and that puts us at 5th in the 4x8 at state right now, but we have somebody that had ran, you know, like 6 seconds slower than they've ran this year, 5 seconds slower. So you just take that 5 seconds off, that puts us down into the 30s, and that puts us right with everybody. And I think there's the potential once they get to state and have those other teams, because, you know, when you have a fast team, it pulls the other teams along. And we saw that with us in Chase County at Best of the Midwest, and then we saw it especially in the mile relay, at the end of the mile relay at districts, with the good teams that helped pull us along and helped us there. So that's what's exciting, and that will be exciting to see, and that's one of the things that we have. That's a really bright spot for state. Don't want to put any pressure on those girls, but they've got every opportunity to run in the 30s or even the low 30s. And, you know, they've kind of looked at the school record, and the school record's at 9:29. And you know, we talk about it. That's a 2:22 average, really. And you know, we've got one girl there, another girl that's there, basically. And so it's just the process of getting everybody else then. Maybe them run a little faster, and you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, the 4x8 was fun to watch. You mentioned, you kind of touched on the 4x4 at the end of the meet. Wow. Shauna had a fantastic last leg to get you past the finish line first.
Yes, and that was Shauna's best split of the year. That might be the best split that she's ran the last couple years. It was great to see her at the end chase down the girl and get that, and she ran that 50. I had her at 58.9. So that's super exciting to see, and super, hopefully, a huge confidence booster for her that she still has those times that she can run and compete, because she's going to go to Omaha and have 3 events. Nice thing about it this year is those 3 events are spread out about as far as you can spread them out. So that will be exciting to see what she can do. The other girls on that, well, they're the same girls on both relays. You know, that doesn't happen all the time, but it's Paige Bortner, Sienna Dutton, Leah Spencer, and Shauna Wilkinson, and that 4x4, they ran a 405.25, which put them at number five on our chart, just below their coach. Tara Powell, Tara Peterman, along with Callie Curl, Callie Lyons, Joanna Bryant, and Jessa Sugaroo. So, I mean, it puts them in a good good company right there. So, yeah, those two relays, like I said, to bookend the day is always fun. Win the first relay, win the last relay, and run great times.
4x1 was a fast one. Dewey, you knew that was going to be kind of tough, huh?
Yeah, 4x1. 4x1 when it's a hundredth of a second and it's a finish line. We had ran well the vast majority of the year. We ran well, and there's no one to blame any other time. We have never not gotten into state on an extra qualifier if you run under 51. And last year we got in at 51.1, and this year we ran a 50.9 and didn't get in just because everybody else ran fast too. And you know, that's just something that's tough to swallow for people. And for the girls, it was tough, but hopefully they understand that was still, they had a great, great season in that 4x1. It was exciting to see. It's tough for the one senior that's on the relay, but then we get to turn around and we're a little more successful at the end of the year on our sprinters, and so we may be able to reload that relay and see what we can do with that next year.
Field events treated you well. Your shot, your disc, your long jump, you and the vaults. You all had state qualifiers all those four of those events, didn't you?
Yeah, our first ones in, always exciting to watch because it's kind of nice at Ogallala. At least you can watch the long jump, triple jump, vault, and shot put because they're all in the same area, and then high jumps just down the track. But it was exciting because the first people in were the vaulters. Amby went 10 foot, and Hannah went 10 foot, and that was the auto qualifier. Hannah ended up winning, and Amby ended up being second, so that was super exciting to see. Chase Free, the senior that actually has gone 11 foot this year, just had a really tough day. Tough day vaulting. I thought her second attempt she had made it because I saw her go over the bar. She came down on it a little bit, but I thought it stayed. I turned around to look back at long jump and turned back around, and the bar was off, and she did not clear that 10 foot, which was pretty tough for Chase. I told her that can't diminish her career. She's had a great career. She's an excellent vaulter. She's going to go on to bigger and better things for sure in her future. And then, yeah, the shot put right there. You can watch the shot put. Brittany Kinney and Corey Rippon both go 1-2, throw not the best of the season, so we've got a little bit of improvement that they can do there at state and get back to their season's bests, but did a great job competing and doing that. And then long jump, we had to wait because we didn't get third. We actually, Kennedy Walter, the senior, she went 17 feet half inch, and she tied with the girl for that best jump, but then the second best jumps is what they go back to in long jump and triple jump, and she... the other girl jumped further in a second jump. So we just had to sit and wait. Now, surely a 17-foot vault is going to get, or a 17-foot long jump is going to get in state, and it did. And she actually goes into state ranked sixth in the long jump. So that's exciting to see. But then the surprise, one of our senior surprises, was Xanthia Bear jumped 16.7, and that was a foot, not quite a foot, but almost a foot better than she had jumped all year. And she went in as the next qualifier because she got fourth in our district. And so that was exciting to see. So we got two long jumpers down there, two shot putters, two vaulters, and then round out the field events, the people that qualified in discus, and we have two discus throwers. And that was super exciting to see. Gracie Weimers was third, and then Lainey Schmidt threw the best of her years, coming off an injury that we may have caused a little bit early on in the year and some alternate workouts, and came back and threw great. She got fourth place in the district and ended up being an extra qualifier for us as well. So yes, field events were great. And field events, it looks like we've got one person, two people, three people maybe that are sitting in the ability to place going into state. Obviously, that's not how they're going to perform at state. They can perform lots better like you do many times. But we got Kennedy sitting in that sixth at long jump. And then our vaulters are tied for seventh. But there are 12 girls in that 10-foot range, and then there, though, to just move up to fourth place at 10-6, which both vaulters have vaulted before, that would move them up into fourth place. So, again, vault is going to be super tough. Class B vault is super, super tough. So it'll be great to see what those two can do.
Your distance girls had a challenge. Boy, with the Gehring girl was unbelievable.
Yeah, this The girl from Gearing is just an amazing runner, and she, you know, she, the girls were commenting, does she ever stop running? There have been a few athletes over the years that we have watched get off the bus at a track meet and run from the moment they got off the bus to the moment they're done for the day. And it's about warming up, cooling down, getting on the track, running the race, and she is one of those. The Sealer girl is one of those girls, and she is amazing. And then our girls, they'd had a great day. Sammy came back in and got third in the 3200. She's sitting 12th at state, and we know she can run a touch faster than she ran. That could move her up, and she could grab a place. Izzy Renner in the mile, and Emma Kappa, both in the mile, were extra qualifiers. So we actually qualified 4th, 5th, and 6th out of our district places. And so Izzy's going in 11th. Even as an extra qualifier, you got to think about how tough our district was to go in 11th as 4th place in our district. And then Emma's going in 17th, and she was 6th place in our district. So it's really exciting to see, because Emma ran at Best of the Midwest. She ran 15 seconds faster, and we know she just had a tough day, kind of got a little boxed in, stayed behind the girl from Ogallala that is traditionally the runner we kind of run with, and she didn't have the greatest day either, and so staying back there maybe hurt her a little bit, but she's raring to go at state, and Izzy is as well. And then you go to the 800, and you know, that was a great finish in the 800. Fun finish to watch. Paige Bordner ended up just edging out Shauna Wilkinson in that, and Paige got second, and Shauna got third, and they're going in 6th and 7th. And there are 8 girls within those 2 seconds, and then there's only 2 girls that have ran any faster than those 8. So it's exciting to see. I think it will work out pretty well for them.
Yeah, Paige and Sean in the half, because it looked like it was going to be a battle for third, and all of a sudden both of them passed second and ended up second and third.
Yeah, it was the Berta girl from Scotts Bluff, and she had kind of tried to go out and run with the girl from Gearing, and that might have hurt her just a little bit. But then our 2 girls, yeah, just all of a sudden decided they're just going to go around her and not even make this somebody waiting for an extra qualifying spot. So that was exciting to see. And then our last qualifier in the 200, which is great to see. Layson Keller's a sophomore. She got second in districts in that. She's been a hurdler, but we've seen over the last 3 weeks, at least, or 4 weeks, that she's a pretty dang good sprinter. And so she ran the 200 and dropped the 300 hurdles and ended up second. And she's going in 15th at state. And so, you know, you run fast in your heat, you have no idea what you're actually running. And she ran just a little bit better at Best of the Midwest, so that'll be exciting to see what she can do.
Well, you're taking a lot of kids, so cross fingers on Wednesday and Thursday, you can get some points scored down there.
We could, and the surprises, like I told you earlier, surprises are the best. You know, I don't think, we don't have a target on our back. None of our girls, it's not like we've gone down there before and, oh yeah, we're the number one team and everybody's gunning for us. The last time we were on the podium was 2008 as a runner-up, and that was a total surprise to us. Everybody just went down and performed the best they'd performed all year. They performed well against the other girls, and that's just kind of what we hope for sometimes. Just go down, do whatever you can do. We'll be happy in the end with whatever happens, but the surprises are the best, and we could have one of those surprises, most definitely, with the points that we could possibly score.
A lot of good Class B teams around the state. I talked to Coach Harrington over Northwest the other day. They're really good. They're going to score some points. There's some others that are going to be around
Northwest,
there.
Waverly, Norris. If you look at the relays, you can see the teams that are ranked high in the relays, and those are the teams that pretty much have athletes throughout the board. And so, they're going to it'll be a fun. It used to be that you used to be able to go down to state and you could score 40 points and have a shot at the podium. And now, especially when you throw in people like Elkhorn North, just huge schools compared to some of the rest of us, and so it'll be fun. It'll be a fun meet to watch.